You have a good time with this workshop. Yours is the sound of God's, the sound of God, peace that reigns and rules my heart. Amen? And I added that reigns.
I like the reins.
Bless you.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much for showing up. When you show up, it's an encouragement to me. It means you love me. It means you honor Daddy because you say, Dee, I see Daddy in you. And that's why it blesses me so much. So we're going to be talking about the sound of God's peace as it rules in my heart. I first want to talk about something that I don't necessarily like. I don't like the world view of peace. If you were to ask the world what peace is, they would tell you that it's sitting in an uncomfortable position for hours at a time, going on a mission to find a state of mind. But that, to me, how many think that peace is just a little bit more than that? Okay. A worldly perspective of peace is, especially this time of year, you're going to see a lot of them, is RIP. What's it stand for? Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Don't like that one either. I have alt against that one, matter of fact. Like a good visual image is a rounded rock to mark the place of death. Got alts against that one. So, the next one is hold your peace. Does anybody know how to hold their peace? What is a police officer asking you when he tells you to hold your peace? You know what he's saying? You really want to know? Chill out! Now, does that make you feel peaceful?
No.
You know why that doesn't make him feel peaceful? Because even though they call him a peace officer, okay, he's really there for order, not peace. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
You will never maintain peace with control. Peace is a choice that you make. It's an everyday occurrence, sometimes moment by moment by moment. So when he says, ma'am, you got the right to remain silent, that's order. Okay? That's not blessing her with peace. There's a difference. So I got odd against how the world looks at peace and how godly kingdom principles. I went on a good walk this year with the Lord, and he began teaching me about peace and really what his peace really is. And I'm telling you, it was not what I thought it was. When I first got this assignment, I thought, oh, great. I get to speak on peace. That sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry to me. Seriously, that thought went through my head. So I said, God, you're going to have to teach me something I don't know, because I've never studied peace. I mean, I've always loved it. I've always known your peace that passes all understanding, that guards your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So teach me about your peace. Teach me what your peace is. So he took me to one of my favorite places, is the upper room in our house. And I just began to soak in his presence. Lisa, go ahead and start that music. This is music that my dear friend Sabra blessed me with. I call it soaking music. Okay, I do this quite often with Daddy when I really want to listen. And I want the kingdom of God to come in, enter in, and usher in everything that they have to offer, all the ministering angels and everything that comes with them. And we've already heard out of the testimony of the prophet vision and the eyes of the prophets here today that the kingdom is already here in abundance. Let me testify to that.
Yes.
You can feel him. You can hear him. He's tangible. His peace brings perfect peace according to Isaiah 26. those whose mind is stayed upon Him, He will give them perfect peace. So really, where is the real battlefield when it comes to peace? Where is the real battlefield? Right here. It's Romans 8. If your mind is stayed upon the Spirit and the things of the Spirit, then there's life and peace that comes with it. If your mind is stayed upon things that are of the flesh, that come from counterparts of the enemy, that come and dwell, what is it? Death. When I first got the assignment, I thought I was asked to preach, but he also said, listen, I want you to paint. So I began painting. And this is Deuteronomy 30. When he takes us back to the Old Testament, he says, today I lay before you life and death. Choose life. Why is this a hard choice for us? It is a choice. It's a choice every day right here. Choose life. This is the choice this tree gets to make. And you know what? There are seasons to his life. And God didn't say, if you fall into divers and temptations, he says, when you fall into them, okay, then you turn to him and the rest will come and everything will come with it. But we have been given a choice to speak life or speak death. This is what it looks like in the spirit realm. You're either speaking life to your spouse, to your children, to your employees, to your work buddies, life, or you're speaking death. Things we need to contemplate. But you know what? The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, right? We get that. Makes sense. He loved us first. It's pretty easy to love him. The second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. But has anybody ever stopped to think that in order for you to love your neighbor as yourself, you got to love yourself first?
Yes.
This is a precious little girl to me. Her name's Mindy. She is precious. The Lord drew her up to me, and she began talking to me, and I could feel the pull. She is precious in the Spirit. I can see. It's a joy to know you, Mindy. But Daddy says, you're going to be learning some things here real soon. He's going to teach you about you. And the starting place is Jeremiah 29:11. That he's got good things for you. His plans are plans to prosper you, not to harm you, sweetheart. To give you a hope, to give you a future. See, he knew everything that was in your DNA even before it was fully developed. There is a part of God that's in you that gives you purpose. And you, when you begin to love the Lord, He's going to show you your purpose. And when you begin to see your purpose, you're going to step into place, and then it's going to be easier for you to get what I'm saying today, loving yourself. Because the battlefield is right here. So when we're in a state of mind and the world is coming against us and everybody at school is talking the wrong things and things people are saying, hurtful things and mean things, and it happens to adults too. Oh, for pity's sakes, we don't grow out of this, you know? The enemy is trying to hurt us, to cause us harm. So what do we have to do? We have to make a choice to choose who we're going to fellowship with, who we want to spend time with, life or death. So we choose life, don't we? Amen. Do you know how we choose life? We choose life by going past all the troubles of the world, going past everything out there. We choose life by going past even the demonic princes of the air. We don't even get tied up there, really, you know? We have authority over those. We take authority in those in the name of Jesus, and we go straight up to the heavenly places. This is Ephesians 2:6. I have seated you in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It says, Mindy, going to the heavenly places. Hear what Daddy has to say about you. Not the enemy. Not the people that want to cause you harm. So you need to hear what he has to say. Each and every one of you, even as an adult. Do you know why Nancy's so powerful? Because she can hear that clearly, your purpose in your life, and she calls it right out of you. That is the purpose for prophecy, by the way, to set you back into position for purpose. His purpose, not yours. See, sometimes we get it messed up. We say, what is my purpose in life? That's when we really make mistakes. It's really, what is his purpose in life for me? Some of us get confused. We confuse destiny or destinies with our purpose. My favorite, Bill Johnson says, my favorite, second to Nancy, of course. But Bill Johnson says that never confuse destiny with your purpose, because your destiny is to go spend eternity with heaven. Your destiny is to get to heaven. Your destiny is to spend eternity with the people you love in unison forever together in your mansions. That's your destiny. But your purpose is to bring heaven to earth. Your purpose is to bring the will of the Father to earth. And when you start stepping into position and bringing the will of the Father to earth, that's really when the mountains begin moving. That's when the faith steps in. He told us that he's the author of our faith. Of course, he's going to finish the faith if we let him. Years ago, the Lord began showing me something that he put in his DNA, in our DNA, from when he created the first man. And he began showing me how he forms each and every individual. He knew you in the secret place. He knew your unformed body all the days of your life. Were numbered before one of them came to be. But that doesn't mean everything that happens to you is Daddy's will. We live in a fallen world. There are many things of this sinful nature that causes destruction, even in our DNA. Things that our fathers and our ancestors have done that have broken it down, or your ribonucleic acid is the messengers that goes to your DNA, which is the deironic ribonucleic acid, and I'm sure I just butchered it scientifically, but it's something like that. But there's also junk DNA in there. I am telling you that Daddy even can take care of that. See, he's already paid the price for even that. So when you begin pressing into him even for that, which is what Nancy is doing, she's telling you she's got junk DNA. She's pressing in and pressing for her healing, because God's not finished with Nancy yet, and God's not finished with you either, Zoe. Ben, he's just getting started. John, you're older, and he's just getting started. the Lord began to open up doors and windows, and I began having these dreams. So I've had dreams since I was 14. I love dreams. I love it when somebody has a dream. People come to me all the time, and they tell me dreams that they have, and that's a fun part for me because that's how Daddy started talking to me. Matter of fact, my brother Dave said one of the trips that we took as a family vacation was down to Morningstar, where they were having a convention down there, and he pulled on my anointing and he said, "Listen, you need to pray on for me because I want to hear like you hear, I want to see like you see. So I want you to pray for me to have dreams." What happened, Dave? Everything that I give out comes back in multiples. I don't just give one thing. It comes like the Father's giving through me. He was told he was going to have 100 dreams, and that man began to dream. And I mean, they were good dreams. They were spiritual dreams. It began to mess him up. He's got a journal. He's journaled them. Daddy's that good. When he said, the laying on of hands, when Nancy comes up and she lines you up, that's an important part of the session. Yeah, I didn't understand it at first either. I always thought it was courtesy drops, you know, until it hits you. Do you want everything that God has for you? Raise your hand if you do. And you want what's flowing out, the kingdom that's already flowing out. See, God said when he was on the earth and he was in human form, he told his disciples that you don't go here and there looking for the kingdom. The kingdom of God is right here. You bring it when you come. That's why in Matthew 10, he told the disciples to go out. First thing he said, preach the kingdom. Did you know that was the first thing? You got to know. Do you know what else he said? This is the plan. I got to put this down. Am I looking kind of scary? Let's take it off. I forgot I had it on and it's also hot. Jesus huddled all the disciples together in Matthew 10. He says, okay, I got a plan. This is it. I want you to go out and I want you to preach the kingdom. The sons of thunder said, yeah, preach the kingdom. Okay, this is the plan. I want you to go out like a peacemaker. I want you to go out like sheep. Sheep, Lord? Sheep? Yeah, I'm going to set you up in teams. I'm going to put you two by two, some of you more. You're going to be a team for me. I'm going to send you out, but you're a sheep. I mean, lions, tigers, bears, broncos, anything but a team of sheep. Kingdom principles are different than worldly idea of peace. He also told them, to when you go to a city, let your peace rest upon where you minister. Let your peace speak peace to the house. Speak peace to the house. Peace walls, peace flooring, peace toilet in the bathroom. Some of the stuff that he says, you really got to seek him to really find out the meaning of what is actually there in the scripture, the revelational knowledge that is written right there that's deeper and further and in between the lines. And what he was talking about when he said, speak peace to the house first as you go into a city. You'll have to go back and read it. Was the shalom that they understood from Hebrew. As a matter of fact, if you even look up the Aramaic, which is Greek, the word for peace in this scripture is Irene. Is that not awesome? I reign. A? So you're not going to forget this one. I reign, A. Irene is peace. And if you look up Irene in the Strong's Concordance, it will tell you it is an invoking, and it uses invoking, which shocked me, of the whole shalom blessing that came from the Hebrew. So they understood what it was when they were writing this word. I reign, eh? It translates so well in English too, doesn't it? It's awesome. So really, God's peace is you letting Him reign in His plans and His purposes. So, they went in, they were speaking peace to the households. Guess what happened? They were like sheep among the wolves. He sent them out like sheep among the wolves. Not everybody accepted what they said. They didn't accept Christ, so why are they going to accept? But yet you still got to go where He sends you. You still got to be the sent one. You know what is the interesting thing about sheep to me, and another reason why He chose sheep? Because they are not corralled. Sheep roam the hillsides. They're meant to roam fully and be sent. And guess what? The sheep have to be totally reliant on the shepherd. Totally reliant to protect him, to keep him in that fold. But they're meant to roam free. They're meant to be the sent ones. They're meant to be flocking together in congregations. You're not supposed to be by yourself, little bah. You know what happens when you go by yourself? What happens? A wolf will come get ya. Right, Robert? So the whole intention is to be a team, to recognize the others in the kingdom that's even in each other. See, that's why I like Point of Hope. It's not strength in one person. It's strength in the whole unity of everybody. Everybody really recognizes each other's giftings, and they get sent. He's sending you. You're the sent ones. You're the sent ones to, first of all, yourself, the battlefield right here. Go back and read Romans 8. That's your homework, Mindy. I want you to read Romans 8, okay? That's where the battlefield is. And then let the Lord begin to show you who you are in Him. And you probably have to get some music like this and sit and soak and just listen. And you're going to get practice here because we're going to go into that. This is Isaiah 26 to me, perfect peace. When you're close enough to hear His whisper, oh, Daddy can shout. Trust me, when He shouts, it's not good. But when He whispers, it's awesome. If He has to wake you up to get your attention with a shout, you're probably in the wrong spot. But if you go to Him and you're seeking Him in the quiet place, when you're close enough to hear His whispers, that's when He's going to tell you who you are, who He created you to be. So back to the point of having dreams. God gave me a book. And God gave me a gift because He showed me what He placed in His children. And trust me when I say I don't fully understand this revelation, because He's continually teaching me who He is and what He's placed in those I love. But to the best of my ability, I wrote down this revelation, and it's called Ears to Hear. Can I have somebody pass these out, please? They're over here in a box. This is my gift to you. If you're not a reader, don't have to take one. If you are a reader, be blessed with it. This will just be an eye-opener, because everybody does not hear God the same. It's epiphany, right? You're not going to hear like Nancy hears. You're going to hear like you hear. See, God knows how to speak Delish, but he also knows how to speak Robertese. Right? He knows your language, too. He knows your heart. Sorry, I'm walking too close. So when you read this book, allow the Lord to speak to you of who you are. But the neat thing about this book is he will take you further than who you are. He will always be stretching you, right, Debbie? Always. You are changed from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Matter of fact, you are coming when you come into a group. I get part of Save all over me. You know, do you know who's the one I'm the most excited about when the laying on of hands comes? It's my sissy, because she's got the preach that woke me up when I went into listening to the enemy. Robert, I got something else for you, honey. Come here. You have so blessed me. Before you go, do you have to go? Will you be back? Oh, you go throw your apple and you come back, okay? Because I got something to say to you. He's a sweetheart. You watch them guys. That's where my real anointing is, okay? This is your book. This is your gift. But you know what? God tells me to bring things and give things to people too. And sometimes it's what I paint and sometimes it's what I've already painted. But you know what he did? He came and asked for the tree of life, because this man is going to be used to speak life into people. Turn around. Speak blessings over this child right now. He's got creative gifts in him that's going to expand. I saw him drawing and with his sister the other day, and I mean, the Lord just began to tell me who he is in spirit. He's powerful. So, Robert, this is yours. And that's for your mommy or whoever you want to give it to. You don't have to keep it forever. You do with that is yours to do with whatever you want. Okay? Thank you for coming to my class. Oh, perfect timing, Alan. You were just on my mind. Get up here. Come here. This is Alan. He's blessed you with his music. He's really just getting started, but doesn't he have the zeal of God in him? It is just awesome to just... I come close because I want to feel the anointing when he's singing. This man is not also gifted in singing. He's gifted in the arts as well. So, it's not a very good remake because I'm still trying to figure out how to paint and the sizes, so when the coloring's kind of off, but this is yours. And now I get to tell you who the woman of the well is. I think I told you a little bit. You may keep that box as well if you want to keep it safe. But this is the woman of the well. She's the first one I painted. I had to get over my fear of man. Do you know that Jesus waited on this woman? He waited at the well. Thank you, Ellen. Be blessed in your gifts, in your art, and your singing. He waited for her. This was a woman who was broken. There was so much shame on her. She came in the midday, the scripture says. Do you know what that means, to come in the midday in a burning hot desert? Heat. She came when she knew nobody else would be there, but guess who was there? Who was there, Robert? Jesus was waiting on her. He was waiting on her. And when he looked into these eyes, see, everybody would say the Samaritan woman probably had brown eyes, but that's not the way I pictured her. She had piercing eyes, but broken eyes. When he looked into the Samaritan woman's eyes, he saw all the shame. He saw the brokenness. He saw the abuse. He saw everything. But guess what? He saw so much more. So what he say to her, if you only knew the gift of God. That was already prophesying into her to who she would even carry. And he's talking about the water that she would never have to thirst again for. The living water. And so he began to speak life and purpose into her. He didn't just accept her as broken. He spoke who she was into her. Her past, he told her. But I'm guessing there's things that's not in the scripture that he went on to tell her who she is. Because you know what she did? She did not carry shame after this. What'd she do? She went back and told everybody she knew. There's this man. You gotta come see. He knew everything about me, but then he told me who I was gonna be. There's this man. Almost a whole city was saved from her preaching. When she got her healing, when she got her freedom. Okay. I don't know where God's going to take us right now, but we know that the kingdom is here in grand doses. Can we even turn down the lights just a hair? This is an important part of my session. This is when I get to tell you who you are. But first, I want to read to you what my shalom is, what Daddy gave me in the upper room is really how I started this. It's called, May the Prince of Peace Keep You. And after I read this poem, I'm going to go into reading scriptures. Get comfortable. I know it's the worst time to speak because right after lunch, everybody settles in and we're tired and we're not awake. I don't care if you fall asleep. The Word of God is going to go into your spirit. You just get comfortable wherever you are. And we're moving into a session right now to where I'm going to be talking. It's going to be mostly written scripture. But Daddy's going to be speaking right directly to your purpose and your plans for your life. That's what I'm in about. We're practicing right now on hearing, okay? This is what a shalom is. Did you know that a shalom is more than just saying peace be upon your house? It's actually a whole blessing that goes with you. It's wholeness, health. May you rest in prosperity. It's everything that goes with everything good that God has with life and life more abundantly. So may the Prince of Peace keep you. Everybody close their eyes and begin receiving from the Lord. May the words of the deceiver never break you. May your spirit grow bold to what you are called to. May the sound of the Lord awaken you to hear, to guide you into union as He draws near. May you answer the door when Jesus comes knocking. May wisdom always guide you before you begin talking. May you continue to strive to rudder your tongue, declaring His will and purpose to be done. May the word of the Lord renew your mind. May His knowledge and revelation be yours to find. May you come into harmony and be of one accord, offering faith as a currency for agreement of force. May you properly position yourself in life's storm. May you take time to rest, heal, and mourn. God sometimes calms the elements that grow wild. Other times He bestows peace to His child. May discretion protect you and keep you on track. May you rise up again when you fall back. May righteousness and truth be what you defend. May your heart remain humble to the very end. May the world not ensnare or sway who you are, but may the light within you burn bright like a star. May you learn harmony and stay balanced in love, seeking first His kingdom with peace. His peace from above. The Lord says, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." It comes from being in the presence of Him. Peace is not a state of mind. Peace is a presence. It's none other than the Prince of Peace. Listen to the written word of who you are. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Oh, but the Word was God, and all things were made through Him, because without Him nothing was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness didn't comprehend it. But God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. But the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And the Spirit of God said, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness, male and female." He created them in His image. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. The Spirit of God has made me, but the breath of the Almighty gives me life. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of His mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. For we are His workmanship. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, for plans that He has for you, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. For a spirit of the man is a lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. You were created. You created me. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and peace. For you are all the children of the light and children of the day. We don't belong to the night or the darkness. Therefore, he says, awaken, you who sleep. Arise from the dead. Christ will give you light. And if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. She is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. He's new every morning. He who establishes us in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit of our hearts as a guarantee. There is one God, the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? You are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. For you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill. Let your light shine before men so they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, which means daddy. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Spirit. God both raised up the Lord and will also raise you up in his power. God raises us up in Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly places. So now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading, petitioning through us. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature, well, they think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about the things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. My speech and my preaching are not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So from now on, regard no one according to the flesh. Receive one another then, just as Christ also received us, to God's glory. And their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge. And I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. May the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power toward us who believe. So according to the working of His mighty power, for we are all with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we're being transformed in the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Stay soaking. If you want the reference to those, I leave out the reference when I read them because I don't want it to sidetrack you by where it's found. But I have copies if anybody wants the references so they know who they are. You're welcome to come get them if you want. But right now I want you to stay soaking. Stay in that peaceful place. Take a deep breath. God intended for you to meditate on the written word, but He also intended for you to meditate on His word that comes to you personally in the rhema form. And that's where we're going to go into right now. Quiet time in Him. Let God speak to you. Some of you need healing in your bodies. I am going to read you the references on these. Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20. This day I call heaven and earth as a witness that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your children may live, that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. Exodus 15, 26. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord and do what's right in his eyes and his spiritual kingdom, that's my added right there, then I am the Lord God who heals you. Psalms 91, 14, 16. Because you love me, says the Lord, I will rescue you. I will protect you, for you acknowledge my name. You will call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with you in the time of trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. So listen closely to my words, Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. Pay attention. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to your whole body, your flesh. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 53:5. He was pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. And that's an ongoing thing, and being healed. Matthew 8:3. There's a man that came to him. Lord, if you're willing, can you make me clean? Jesus reached out his hand and said, I am willing. Matthew 18:18-19. I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again, I tell you, if two of you agree about anything that you ask for, it will be done by my Father in heaven. Mark 16:15-18. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. And whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. That's the death. But these signs shall accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They'll be able to pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink any deadly poison, it won't hurt them at all. They'll place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for his righteousness, because by his wounds you are healed. 1 John 3:21 through 22. Dear friends, if your hearts do not condemn you, and you can have confidence before God and receive from him anything that you ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. 3 John 12. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. So there's even a sound in healing. It's a sound of his whispers over your body. Receive him. Listen again. Listen again for your body. Now, this is the part where we get to practice being the kingdom, working with the kingdom. The angelic kingdom is here. The ministering angels are here. He wants to use you to speak life into somebody else. So team up, pair up, wherever you're comfortable. Get somebody. Look them in the eyes. And choose life. Speak life into them. Speak life into their body. If they got ailments, find out what they are and begin to speak life into them. So if you don't mind, team up right now, and this will be a time to where you're just speaking life to somebody else. And if it's two or threes, I don't mind either, but at least in twos. You take Mindy.